Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your wake-up call. Wake up the passion in God's purpose in you. Purchase Wake Up Call, the book by Arthur Pastor Annie Sally. Tune in to Wake Up Call Radio Show. Join host Pastor Warren and Annie Sally and their guests for a powerful dialogue. Real talk for everyone. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Hello, and welcome to the Wake Up Call Inspirational Moments. I'm Pastor Annie Sally, author, life coach, radio, and TV show host. Well, today I'm excited about the theme, what are you giving birth to? What are you giving birth to? Well, it's 2017, and we are excited. In fact, most of us are ecstatic about this year. We have so many visions and dreams and aspirations for 2017. So that's why I pose the question, what are you giving birth to? You know, the Bible tells us without a vision, the people will perish. And the Bible also says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Therefore, we must have a vision. We must have a goal. We must have objectives for 2017. Have you written out your plans for 2017? What are you giving birth to? Okay, so I want to talk from that point, and I have several scriptures I want to leave with. Now, when I state the fact, what are you giving birth to? So many of us Christians, we seem to think because we walk by faith and not by sight, therefore, we don't have to write our plans and make them clear. Therefore, we don't have to live according to our planning and our goals and our visions. We seem to think that God is just miraculously going to just make things happen for us. And in some instances, he do. He gives us life. He gives us strength. He gives us the power to gain wealth. However, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Everything starts with a seed. You cannot have a harvest without a seed. Keep that in mind. Dreams, visions, ideas, hopes, they all start with a seed. God plants a seed, and the enemy, Satan, comes to pluck up that which God plants inside of you. Okay? So all things are possible through Christ that strengthens us. God will even allow the impossible to become possible if we have faith in him. But faith without works are dead. So what are you giving birth to? That in mind, okay? If you give birth, you must first conceive. Think of natural birthing, okay? Before you can give birth to a baby, before you can give birth to anything, you must first conceive it. You can't give birth until you conceive. Hebrews 11:11 says, by faith Sarah conceived and was delivered of a child. By faith Sarah conceived, and she delivered a child. Conceive is defined as to become pregnant with a form of mind, a form of thinking, a form of image. You know, you conceive it in your mind, then you give birth to what you have conceived, okay? So God gives us vision. God gives us dreams. And the Bible says, I love the scripture in Joel 2:28. It says, the old men will dream dreams and the young men shall see visions. So whatever it is that God has given you, whatever God has impressed upon your heart, you have to conceive it and then give birth to it. What are you giving birth to? And for those of you that think we just sit idly and just wait for God to make it happen, and, you know, God's not blessing you because he just doesn't desire to bless you, let's do away with that in 2017. The Bible says in Habakkuk 2:2, I will stand my watch and set myself on a rampart and watch to see what he will say to me. And what I will answer when I am corrected. The third verse says, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain on the tablets, that he may run who readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, it will speak. It will not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come to pass. Do not tarry. All right, well, that puts away the myth right there that we must write the vision, make it plain. Though it tarry, wait on God. And then the Bible also says in Proverbs 16:1-3, to man belongs the plan of the heart, but God comes and reply of the tongue. All a man's ways seem innocent to him, but motives are weighed by the Lord. So commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. There it is again. Submit your plans to the Lord. Submit them to the Lord, and the Lord will sanction your plan. If it's his will, he will sanction your plan. He will anoint your plan, and he will bring it into fruition. Okay? So man has a right to plan. God has a right to redirect the plan. Can I say that again? Man has the right to plan. God has the right to redirect the plan. That's where the burning, that's where the ingenuity comes from. That's where you feel like striving even the more after you write that vision. You feel as though it's happening even before it comes into play. It's because now you've submitted it to God, and it's in the hands of God. And what God is doing, he's putting fire up under you. And the anointing of God is taking over. He's taken over your visions. He's taken over your dreams. He's given you creativity. He's giving you creative thoughts. That's when God sanctions your plan. So what are you giving plan to this year? What are you giving plans to? And the point of this verse is that God has given to man the responsibility to make the plan. That's our responsibility. Make the plan. Have you written your plans? Have you done your vision board? Write the plan. Make it plain. Okay, then you're going to have to make sure it's a great plan, but then you're going to have to also make sure that it's great enough, it's greater than you, should I say, it's greater than you, it's extraordinary, because if it's bigger than you, then you need God to bring it into pass, and to bring it to pass. Then you have to chip it off in increments where you can accomplish different tasks of your goals along the way. Many of us, the reason we fail is because we write the grand plan. And it may be a 10-year plan. It may be a 20-year plan. But then you're waiting for it to just come into fruition all at once. But if you know anything about planning, you're going to have to take your time to increment small changes to your plan and do small increments according to your plans. You may have, let's say, you want to lose 30 pounds this year. Great, great, great goal. Great goal. Okay? Now, that's a great goal, but you don't want to set yourself up for failure to say, this time next month, I will have lost 40 pounds. Because that's not realistic, okay? But if you say, I want to lose 40 pounds in 2017, 6 months from now, I plan to have lost at least 15 or 20 of the 40 pounds. you're making it in small increments where you can obtain those goals. So what are you giving birth to? What are you giving? The book of Jabez. I love the story of Jabez where, you know, he told God to bless him indeed. Indeed means extraordinarily, God, bless me. Bless the socks off of my life. Extend my borders. Broaden my horizons. Okay, now that's a phenomenal prayer request to God, which is a great thing. And that's how God wants us to see him. He's a great God. He's a magnificent God. He's all-knowing, all-powerful. However, faith without works are dead. What are you giving birth to? What are you giving birth to? Okay, so then he says, you must have a plan if you want to succeed. You must have a plan if you want to succeed. Write the plan, make it plain. Though it tarries, wait for it. A plan is a method. A plan is a method of action to your purpose. To define your purpose. Let's say it like that. Let me read that again. A plan is a method of action to accomplish a definite purpose. Whatever that purpose is, make that plan according to the fulfillment of that purpose. A plan is a method of action to accomplish a definite purpose. Okay, now let's go into the planning. You must dedicate. I just read that in Proverbs 16, 1 through 3. Dedicate your plans to the Lord. Dedicate your plans to the Lord. Point out the most important ingredients is to successful planning is to dedicate it to God. You know, this thing means a lot to you. You know what God has purposed on your heart to do and to accomplish throughout your lifetime. Therefore, now you have a great new start, a great new year, and you want to work according to the plan of God for your life. Then you want to set it up in small increments. What am I going to do in 2017 that will bring me closer to the plan that God has for my life? Whatever that thing is, remember, dedicating your plan to God is first and most important. Of all the steps, you must dedicate it to the Lord, okay? So when you dedicate your plan to the Lord, what you're saying, and I love this amplified version of 16, Proverbs 16 and 3, it says, roll your works upon the Lord. Commit your trust wholly to him. He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to his will. And so shall your plans be established and succeed. I want to read it again. Roll your work unto the Lord. Commit and trust him wholly. He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable with his will for your life. And your plans shall be established and you will succeed. So what are you giving plans to? What are you giving birth to this year? Remember, dedicate them first. Come out, dedicate them to the Lord. Lord, this is my desire. This is what I hope to see come to pass in 2017. This is what I would like to happen in my life. However, I know that they are subject to change. Therefore, I am submitting them to you for the final approval. Okay, so dedicate them. And then after you have dedicated your plans to the Lord, remember Corinthians 2 and 16 says, we have the mind of Christ. That lets me know we have the inspired thoughts of Christ. Now that we are new creation in Christ Jesus, we have the inspired thoughts of Christ. He downloads in our spirit. He uploads creativity in our spirit. And he helps us to see it his way. Versus our way. So that's why we need the mind of Christ. We need to pray for the mind of Christ in every instance, in every situation. Every day we need the mind of Christ. Okay? So that God will download his will for our lives according to our written plan. Okay? Number two, we must decide to win. Okay? You have written your plans out. You were excited December 25th. You were excited January 1. Now we're almost in February and you're losing you're just losing that zeal to win. You've already sidetracked yourself by saying, well, if it happens, it happens. Well, some win and some lose. Well, now what you're doing, you're killing the plan. You're persecuting your plan. No, write the vision, make it plain. Habakkuk says, though it tarries, wait for it. You're waiting. You're just in the waiting period of this vision to come into fruition. You're waiting on it. Though it tarries, the Bible says, wait on it. Submit your plans to the Lord for his approval. Once God approves it, then can't no devil in hell hinder the will of God for your life or for that plan that will catapult you into the will of God for your life. So I want you to understand that. You must submit those plans to the Lord. You must dedicate those plans to the Lord. You know, oftentimes you have to go back over and over to recommit and to make sure that you've given it all to God, because you can abort the plan and the promise of God for your life. I don't want you to abort the promise and the plan of God for your life. So dedicate them to the Lord. Then decide to win. You know, when they prepare for the Olympics or for different teams, they go through a process. They don't just decide to play on a team. They don't just decide to go to the Olympics. They have to decide first, and then they have to go through the process of preparation. When you go through the preparation process, you're going to have to make up in your mind that I'm going to win. You know, I love to watch the Olympics because they come out of the gate with the mind of that gold, and they come out like winners. And at the finishing line, they're running with everything. Their stamina is up. Everything is up because they have a mind to win. Many of us, we just have a mind to finish. I want to win. And we can win if we submit our plans to the Lord and we decide to win. Make up in our minds to win. And this is what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be unto God who always leads us into triumph. It did not say God leads us sometime into triumph. It did not say that we will always come in second place. It did not say God leads us to fail. It says thanks be unto God who always lead us into triumph, meaning that God never made a failure. God never failed you. God never intended to fail you. The enemy has sown these distorts in your mind to make you think you will never come in first place. You will never win. You will never have that desire that God's planted in your spirit. You will never have that home. You will never have that business. You will never write that book. But I come to tell you today, thanks be unto God who always lead us to triumph. You must decide, I'm coming to win. I'm in the race to win. I'm not going to give up until I win. So stay the course. Stay on the wall. Be of good courage and know that if God brings you to it, God will bring you through it. What God calls for, he will provide for. So stay on the team. You know, I think about the years when my son used to play basketball, and you know, the first string would come out and sometimes they would be behind, you know, look like they're not going to win this game. The opponent team is winning. And I'm like, what is wrong with the coach? Put the winning. We know these guys are the ones that will bring us home. We know they will give us a victory. What in the world is he doing? Why isn't he putting them in? There are two reasons you're benched. The first reason you're benched because you're causing too much foul, okay? So then you get sidelined. The second reason you're benched, God is waiting to have time to put you in the race. He's saving the best for last. You are
Then when I see the coach, he gets those guys up, the ones that we know are going to take us home and we're going to win that game. And then lo and behold, they win the game and the coach is like, I told you, I knew it. This is my plan. And this is what God is saying to you. I have a plan for you. Many of you have been benched because you're causing a lot of fouls. But the Bible says all things work together for the good of them that love God and that are called according to his purpose. And the other reason that God has benched you. Oh, he's benched you because the best is saved for last. Ask King David. He was on the backside of the desert and he was waiting for God to bless him. He was waiting to reign. He was waiting to be king. But he had to tend the sheep. He had to perfect that which God had already purposed. But guess what? He was in the original plan of God. God knew that David was going to be king. He knew he was anointed for such a time. But he was benched until the last play. And you have been benched until the last play. Come on out the gate. Let's go out and win for the kingdom of God. Oh, thank you so much for tuning in today. Pastor Cynthia Davis, bless you. And Ray Jamerson, Lynette Dalkin, and Catrice Hamilton, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you all, and I pray that God will continue to bless you. Let's win in 2017 because God said in his word that the race is not given to the swift, but them that endure to the end. Let's stay on the battlefield until we hear God says, good and faithful servant, well done. Well done. Bless you, Brother Randolph and LaCherae. Bless you for joining the Wake Up Call Inspirational Moments. I just had to stop by just to share this word to you. You know, one thing about preachers and teachers, as God downloads on us, he downloads on us first before we can even deliver it, before we can even share it. And he will download it so that we can get instructions and that we can share the instructions, you know, through trial and error. I know what it's like to build businesses. I know what it's like to dream dreams. I know what it's like to bring it into fruition. I know what it's like to wait on God. However, this is the plan and the purpose of God. We must give it to God. Then we must decide to win. And then we must do everything it takes to stay on the wall, regardless to who sees your vision. And another thing that kills us, we worry about other people seeing our vision. They don't have to see it. It's not their vision. It's not their design. It's God's design for our lives. And if God designed it, he will bring it to pass because he said his word. We will come through. He will bring us through. So God bless you. And I want you to come back at 5 o'clock. Come back at 5 o'clock. We have a 90-minute series, a 90-minute series finale on, what's the name of it, babe? Abuse in the church. Abuse in the church. Spiritual abuse in the church. We have a 90-minute series finale, and we have several pastors that are joining us. We have Pastor Angela Williams. She wrote the book, Spiritual Abuse in the Church, and we have other pastors that are going to call, and they're going to share their experiences, and they're going to share words of deliverance for people that have been sidelined. The enemy came to kill, steal, and to destroy, but God said, I came that you might have life and have life more abundantly. Because we declare and we decree that healing is the children's bread and that God is going to do a new thing throughout the world through this series, Spiritual Abuse in the Church. Join us back at 5 o'clock for the Wake Up Call Radio Talk Show. Well, God bless you. God bless you. Continue to share the message. Continue to tune in. I tell you, we mean heaven every step of the way, and we are doing that which God has created us to do by the way of radio and TV. And if you and your ministry would like to connect with the Wake Up Call Radio TV Broadcasting Network, please inbox me. Inbox me. channel will be on 24/7. You will find something of inspiration on the Wake Up Call radio and TV network. God bless you. And remember, this has been your Wake Up Call. God bless.
Now the time to get distracted. And this is not the time to go off course. This is not the time to lose your focus. Got a word for you for the Lord. And you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you start.
I'm trying to share it with my page. Huh? You didn't change the setting to my page. I was trying to share it with my page. Timeline posts are off, so you can't share with anybody from here. Man, that looks good. We turned it off. Yeah. Let's see. Okay, this is me. I can go here and share it. How was it?
Mm-hmm. That was good.
No. When I get out there, I don't know. I missed one of my points. Is this off?
You already shared it to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did it?
Yeah, I didn't get it on at first.
Okay. So what did you have to do? Video it or what?
Yeah,
we'll
go live.
Okay.
I don't know how to see it on the camera.
I can type it in. Oh. Your shirt, babe. Oh, you're doing that first.
Still got 30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah,
let's see. I mean, this episode first.